That's a good one. I like
that. Ultimate Classic Rock, US 103.1. We are back. Final segment of the Gunsmith Show. I'm Chris Monroe in for Dan Foley. Jonathan, it's been a pleasure.
We've laughed a lot in this past hour, I'm telling you. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, too. It's fun to have a little lighten up, you know, a little humor that we haven't talked about movies at all, hardly. So that's good. So because Dan's not here, but he's on vacation. God bless him. He needs a break, and I needed a break from him.
Amen.
So here it is, March 8th. Another we got warm weather coming, folks. This next week's going to be awesome. So I am going to get out and coyote hunt as much as I can, and that brings us to this show. This segment of the show is brought to you by Williams Gun Sight Company. Now, WilliamsGunSight.com is one of my favorite go-tos. It pops up. It automatically populates on my phone when I when I pick my phone up. My wife's like, really? You know, it's like, yeah, you know, I got to keep an eye on things. Plus, they're always putting new products on there and sites and deals and sales like Glock Weekend this weekend. Mm-hmm. And today, the Glock rep is in the store all day. So get in there to Williams today from 10 to 6. Check it out. Earlier the better, because you know he's going to be handing out gear every time you buy a gun. So you'll maybe get a hat or I got all kinds of Glock gear, man. I snatch it all up. They're not real good about giving it out. You gotta buy something usually, you know.
Yeah.
But unless you're a little kid, you know, I should bring like five little kids in there and say, yeah, these guys all need hats, you know. but they got great stuff, and you'll be glad to deal with the rep. But Williams Gun Sight is such a cool place anyway. This segment is brought to you by them. So you can call them if you want to, but you really don't need to. Their number is 810-653-2131. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. And their WilliamsGunSight.com is the website. Very easy to go to. 25,000 square foot store. And no, the whole show is not brought to you by Williams Gun Sight. We have other sponsors, but this is a big weekend, and we're excited to be talking about Glock Weekend. It's like Glocktober, you know. It's Glock Weekend. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is our Glock rep or the Glock specials, which is 15% off used and 5% off new Glock guns. And you know, there's lots of stuff there Glock wise. So there's mags, accessories. Sometimes you can find cases and stuff that are Glock cases. But what you need for the Glocks is usually in stock at Williams. So go get one if you can. Now, last Sunday night, we went coyote hunting, my son and I. And we both hunt with coyote guns. They're 6.5 Grendels, long range, mild, very mild to shoot guns. They are a ton of fun. 6.5 Grendel is much smaller than the cartridge itself is much smaller than the 6.5 Creedmoor. 6.5 Creedmoor is more based on the same size action as a 308 Winchester, which is a medium size action. So it's got a lot of power. It goes a long ways. Well, I don't plan on shooting a coyote at 850 yards. The 6.5 Grendel will do it, but I don't push it more than about 300 with the Grendel. Same size bullets, 123 grain bullets or 125 grain bullets or 120s. They're good bullets. They fly good. It's a nice small cartridge, but it all fits into an AR-15 platform. Now, if you get a 6.5 Creedmoor, which you can still coyote hunt with, it has to go into a larger platform gun. It has to go into a AR-10 style gun. So we stuck to 6.5 Grendels because we love our AR-15s. And we're already big guys. We don't need to be carrying a huge, heavy gun. So we carry the AR-15s, which are lighter, and they are a lot of fun. Now, the other thing you got to carry when you're coyote hunting, you know, you got to have a lot of stuff with it. You got to have, I use Hornady bullets. You got to have Hornady bullets. I use a Bog tripod. So does Jake. Real nice tripods. I think they're called Death Grips. And, yeah, that's what they say on them. And, boy, they hold the gun true. You adjust it for the height. Now, Jake is 6'6", and I'm only 5'10", on a good day. So when I set those up to see through the night vision and the scopes, they got to be right on the button so that you can scan the whole field and your night vision works and your red lights work. And the Bog tripods make a big difference, so they sell those at Williams, too. But the Hornady Bullets, get yourself a good scope, whether it's night vision, thermal vision, or just a good scope with the red light platform they have there. The red light shows up at night, illuminates the field beautifully, but it does not scare the game. And it's a very powerful red light. So if you, you know, if you call 911 on, you know, Saturday night at midnight and say, there's aliens in the backfield, there's a red light shining around, I don't know what's going on, chances are somebody is coyote hunting. It is legal to hunt with guns at night and take the coyotes at night. And a lot of people varmint hunt at night. They hunt for coyotes, fox. There's a lot of seasonal items, and even some trappers check their lines at night too. So there's oftentimes sportsmen are out in the woods in the evenings and night, and you know, after dark shooting a gun. I see that on Facebook all the time. Somebody's shooting a gun. It's 10:30 at night. Well, they're either celebrating, killing somebody, or they're killing coyotes. So you take your pick. So if you want to call 911, go ahead. So now I would say that I love coyote hunting. I didn't have any luck this last time, though. Season closes April 15th, and I think it opens up again July 15th. They give them a break. It used to be 24/7 you could coyote hunt in Michigan. But now the DNR has decided to give coyotes a break so that they can repopulate from in the spring months, from April 15th. So basically, when you got to pay your taxes, you can't kill coyotes anymore for a few months. So they go till, seriously, we get screwed and the coyotes get a reprieve. So, but there's, it's a lot of fun. I mean, once you get up there and light those fields up and you got your calls going, electronic calls work great. You get them out there and you get the little coyotes yelping and barking on that call. And then all of a sudden you hear that first coyote call back. That makes your hair stand up. Well, my hair stands up anyway, but anyways, but once you get in range, you know, purposely, you know, just take a smart shot. You're not going to be chasing a deer across a field or a coyote across the field with your gun, you know, and empty it trying to kill this coyote. One shot, one kill. That's the seriousness about you're a coyote sniper about coyote hunting. Is the seriousness is making that one shot count. So I thought I'd take this opportunity to discuss used guns from Williams Gunsight. I hardly ever do this, but well, usually it's only in the fourth segment, and honestly, it's every week. So these guys have got some great information for you. If you want to get into coyote hunting, go ask them. They'll find somebody that knows a lot about it to talk to you about it. We've had Eric in here talking from Williams. He works over at the gunsmith's counter. But he's a great hunter and loves it. And we talk on the air here. He comes right in the studio with me. And we have some great talks about coyote hunting. And he's really good on the thermals and stuff. The thermal vision, night vision. If you want to spend the money on it, man, do it. You'll never be sorry you did. It is a lot of fun. And even when you hear creepy crawlies out in the backyard in the summertime, fire up that night vision, check it out, and realize it's the neighbor's cat or a couple raccoons. Or the possum's back, you know. But if you're protecting your chicken coop or something, it can be very handy to have night vision. So at Williams, these guys can help you with great advice on what lights to get, what calls, what scopes. Do you want to go to night vision? And something more than just a 22, because some guys hunt coyotes with 22 long rifles, and some use 12 gauges with BB loads. Yeah, be careful. You don't want to get in a situation where you're hunting with something that could be perceived as illegal. So shotguns can have slugs in them. Then they think you're hunting for deer. And there are people that certainly give us a bad name. They go out and they will they'll poach deer during coyote season. And that's not right. That's not what we're doing. We're trying to work the environment right, call out some coyotes. And I'm going to tell you about five guns right now that'll work. And remember, for coyote rifles, they got to be under 277 caliber, which is basically under a 7 millimeter. So it's got to be a smaller than a 7 millimeter bullet. That's why we use 6.5s and 223s and 22 250s and 6 millimeters. There's a good amount of very accurate long-range guns in that category. I just simply picked five this morning. So we got a used Diamondback DB15. So, and this is at WilliamsGunSight.com. Click on the used gun tab and get into it. It's an AR-15 from Diamondback. Good looking gun. I always try to go with flat tops so that you can mount all your light accessories on that rail. And you can offset them. You can have your light off to the side. You can have your scope on. You can have night vision on. Can't use lasers, which I think is kind of stupid. I think we should be able to, but you can't. So this Diamondback is a 16.5-inch barreled with a flat top quad rail. It's basically $500. It's a nice gun. It's got one mag. They got another one, a used Eagle Arms, Eagle 15. Again, 16.5-inch with the flat top and the quad rail. This one's in 223 Wild. Now, 223 Wild is a caliber that works out really good because you can use 223 ammunition or 5.56 ammunition. It'll handle them both without any issues. And it's got a really good true glow scope on it. And that one you can get for right about $580. Here's another one, but it's not an AR. It's a bolt action Remington Model 700. See, all black one. I think they call it the Black Shadow. It's got the black stock 3-9x40 scope. It's in 223, and it's a Remington 700, so it's inherently accurate. $560. And they got a Ruger AR-556, which is a really nice platform. Flat top with one mag, bare bones gun, but it's a good platform to start from. $500, and it's a Ruger, so you're doing good. Now, I'm going to throw one bone out there that's an expensive one. You're going to love it. It's a Ruger single shot. Number one, B. It is gorgeous. The walnut is fabulous on it. It's in 22-250. It's got a heck of a scope on it, too. It's got a 6 to 24 power scope on it. 26-inch barrel. It's got beautiful walnut, and it can be yours for $1,500. It's tax season. They have 90-day layaway, so it's only about $500 a month you'd have to pay on that thing, and you'd have it. And then you'd have a gun that people will ooh and ah over the rest of your life. So go to WilliamsGunSight.com. Check it out. Tell them the Gunsmith Show sent you. They'll look at you and say, what? No, you might even see me there. So come on out today, tomorrow, whenever you show up. Check out the website, though, and you stop into the store, tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. Thank you so much. Chris, thank you for helping me with the show today.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate it because I almost did a rerun today, and I'd rather have a live show. So I'm very happy to be here. And you guys enjoy your Saturday. If you're going to shoot, know where the bullet's going. You own it once you pull the trigger, so be careful. And obey all the laws and be a Michigan responsible gun owner. All righty? And for that, I'm going to turn over to Chris to say goodbye for now.
All right, goodbye for now. But thank you very much, Jonathan.
No,
it is the Gunsmith Show. We'll be back next Saturday.
Yeah, we will.
And I don't know if it's going to be me or Dan. We'll figure it out.
It's going to be you, I think.
All right.
That's what he told me.
Yeah, well.
He might want off the hook for this. You know, he's kind of an executive now, and he's getting up there. He's got a lot of gray hair.
Yeah.
I kid him about that all the time.
All right. I'm going to HR.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, Dan. US 1031.